Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The DH, Billy Williams. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Vita Blue. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting third. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting 7th. The catcher, John Wackenfuss. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Gary Sutherland. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive to right field. Washington throws towards the plate. Haney fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Haney. Johnson scores. Staub moves to third. Thompson moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blue fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Baylor moves to second. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Sutherland reaches second base with a double. Wackenfuss goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Washington picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Washington. Sutherland scores. Stanley moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Garner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner strikes out. One out. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Haney moves to second. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-1 in the game. North is called out on strikes. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Thompson moves to third. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wackenfuss hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneras fields it and has Rodriguez trapped. There's the throw to Bando and over to Garner, who tags Rodriguez for the out. Thompson scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 4-0, Tigers. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Baylor hits a line drive towards third. Rodriguez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bando moves to third. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Bonson now pitching. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stanley moves to third. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stanley scores. Staub moves to third. It's 5-0, Tigers. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 1 in the game. Garner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haney strikes out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 2 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman fires to first and has North trapped. There's the throw to Verizer, who tags North for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Cesar Tovar now playing center field. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Verizer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Verizer moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudy hits a line drive into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Washington moves to second. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Bando reaches second base with a double. Washington scores. It's 5-1, Tigers. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tim Hosley pinch hits for Larry Haney. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garner moves to second. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garner scores. Hosley moves to second. It's 5-2, Tigers. Bill Laxton now pitching. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Washington is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-3 in the game. Rudy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Hosley now catching. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rodriguez bunts in front of the plate. Hosley fields it and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to second. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wackenfuss is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verizer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baylor strikes out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Todd now pitching. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sutherland hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Sutherland reaches second base with a double. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sutherland moves to third. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Stanley moves to second. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-4 in the game. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Sutherland scores. Stanley moves to third. Johnson moves to second. It's 6-2, Tigers. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 10-2, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campaneris for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hosley takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.